Welcome to
Succeed Even If. I'm Tom Marcoux, the communications sage and spoken word strategist.
And I'm Johanna.
In this episode, we're going to talk about use the secret to keep going when life and trouble exhaust you.
Sounds exhausting.
Well, this is actually going to give some energy. So good point. The idea here is that there are times, there are seasons in our life where it's just too many problems.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I've talked with a number of people. Some people have elderly parents and tough things are going on, or maybe some family member has gotten into some kind of trouble. Some people get in trouble with legal problems, or they lose money and they get devastated or go bankrupt. All these terrible things happen, and it really feels like, how is it possible to keep going when life and trouble exhaust you?
Mm-hmm.
Many years ago, I met the son of a gentleman who had lost about $30 million.
Oh my.
And it was stunning. But the thing is, while the guy was rebuilding his life, he was writing a book. And that book was giving him energy. It was raising his energy. The things that I've learned from this terrible experience, what can I share with the world? And what can I remember and do better the next time? A number of people have lost large sums of money. Some of the top people like Tony Robbins and Jim Rohn, they lost a whole lot of money. They learn and they bounce back from a tough season of life, a chaotic time in life. So what we need to do is let go of certain patterns. We need to let go of our misery. We need to let go of relying on only ourselves. What I mean by this is that when you have a community of people who love you, who support you, who give you insights, who expand your horizon and expand your perception, you can rise. You can become stronger. You can think better. You can make better decisions when you have a community. And how do we get there? The word is let, like let go of bad patterns. The word is let. L stands for listen. One of the most powerful things I ever learned. Now, I have introvert tendencies. And especially when I was younger, I was really upside down about talking to new people, being at a party. And I learned that if I could ask some questions and really listen well to people, I could build community. I could build new friendships, new possibilities. Someone in my circle told me this, and this guy is a top professional. And he said, never underestimate the value of a relationship. So how do you develop a relationship? How do you make it grow? How do you make it start? You listen to people and you ask follow-up questions. So Johanna, if you were talking with someone new, what would make you feel that they might be trustworthy?
If they listen to me.
So what does that tell you if they listen to you?
That they care.
Excellent. That is the point. The people who are so absorbed in themselves, and people talk about narcissists, people who are so self-absorbed, people who step on other people, these narcissists, and these toxic people, they don't care.
Mm-hmm.
And there are people you can't teach them. There's an old phrase to say, you teach people how to treat you. Not always. Some people don't care. So sometimes you have to push back. Sometimes you have to get away from these people because they won't learn because they don't care. But a person who listens is demonstrating some form of care.
Mm-hmm.
E of let is encourage community. And when I talk about community, I'm not just talking about formal community, but I'm talking about developing your friendships, developing your relationships. Now, as I get older and older, I notice that I develop more and more friendships with younger people because some of the people my age have already passed on. And so my point is, look for opportunities to support people. I like to say, how can I help you in the way you prefer? Or how can I support you in the way you prefer? Because the idea is that a lot of people, it's a thing of sometimes ego. They jump in with their opinion, but the person doesn't care about that particular detail. There's a particular filmmaker who makes films that are very much like a puzzle. And the thing is, some of the dialogue is not that good. Apparently, this filmmaker doesn't care that much about dialogue. So the idea here is if you went to that filmmaker and said, hey, you know, I could help you with that dialogue. This guy doesn't care.
Mm-hmm.
You'd break rapport. Yep. Oh, you're just another critic who's mad at my dialogue. Instead, you would say, hey, how can I support you in the way you'd prefer? And that is how you build community. That's E, encourage community. And T is train and raise energy. One time in my life, I went into a new job where it was so physically vigorous, I started to lose all kinds of weight. I started to lose my muscle mass. I realized I needed to train. I needed to lift weights so that I wouldn't lose my muscle mass and I wouldn't become frail, because you need to train and raise your energy. And this is the point. All these tough things about legal troubles or bankruptcy or someone took your money. At one point, there was somebody who I paid and this person did a double cross. They didn't finish the project.
Oh my gosh.
Instead of letting my energy just be drained by that, I thought, great, I got that person out of my life and therefore I can move on and train and raise energy and protect my energy. I don't interact with that person ever again. And that's the point. What you do is you train yourself to shift your thoughts away just from the darkness. You train yourself to shift your thoughts to hope and possibility. And by the way, hope and possibility are available for you when you take our online courses, available through the Tom Arku Institute. These are courses to help you deal with toxic people, help you have confidence, help you learn how to persuade people, how to get people to want to help you succeed. These courses are available at getthebigyes.com/best. I'll say that again. getthebigyes.com/best. B-E-S-T. You can go for your best life. In fact, if you take the whole series of courses, you will earn a certificate called Mastery of Influence, Impact, and Elevation. So, Joanna, I'm curious. What are you going to keep from our conversation?
The comment, never underestimate the value of a relationship.
Oh, that's excellent. In fact, when I was told that, because I ask people questions, especially just a number of insightful people in my circle, and when this person responded to my question, hey, what is something you would teach other people, like maybe younger people? And when he said, never underestimate the value of a relationship, I went, that's powerful. That's wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to thank you for listening. Once again, I do want to suggest that you look into how I help people. I have 54 books up on Amazon.com. I am Tom Marcou. That's M-A-R-C-O-U-X. I've got 33 audiobooks on Audible.com. Once again, find me, Tom Marcou, M-A-R-C-O-U-X. I'm the communication sage and the spoken word strategist. And I'm glad to support you so you can rise, you can elevate, and you can enjoy life at higher levels. The best to you.
Catch you next time.